38,000 smokers in Wisconsin in danger of dying early might live longer if they had to pay more for a pack of cigarettes. An anti-smoking group came up with those numbers, which Governor Doyle is using to encourage lawmakers to increase Wisconsin's cigarette tax by a buck and a quarter. Whatever amount might be worked into the final budget, Doyle says it should be substantial.
My goal here is the kind of sticker shock, significant sharp increase. There is no doubt, and the numbers show it, that the sharpest single decline was immediately after the Master Settlement Agreement was in place.
That agreement between tobacco companies and states helped pay for anti-smoking efforts. In 2001, Wisconsin raised its cigarette tax to 77 cents a pack. The following year, teen smoking went down dramatically. Since then, 44 states have raised tobacco taxes. It's a reliable source of income for governments, according to the group which authored the report. Aaron Deppers from the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says they've taken into account how a reduction in smoking might affect their bottom line.
The state's projections are very similar to ours. We believe they're sound.
Governor Doyle's proposed tobacco tax is part of a three-point plan to reduce smoking. He also has proposed a statewide smoking ban and tripling the amount of money for anti-smoking programs. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.